Next Tuesday, Utahns will cast their ballots in primary elections across the Wasatch Front. Among the hundreds of candidates competing are several millennials running for office for the first time. KUBR's Julia Ritchie reports.
Sam Orton is 27, a quality assurance manager, and a native of Highland in northern Utah County. He's also the youngest candidate running for mayor there in a five-way race. He says working in Highland's public works department several years ago gave him a taste for public service.
And every day you have residents coming out and saying, this isn't working, or we're not liking the way this is, whatever it may be, and we had to solve them on that level, and I loved it. And so I thought, why not take that to, I guess, the highest level, jump from the lowest to the highest.
Highland, a town of about 18,000, is nestled just beyond the booming tech corridor of Lehigh. Orton says, like other small Utah towns, Highland faces a mounting list of infrastructure needs. He wants to encourage more businesses to move there and stay open on Sunday, a controversial proposition rejected by voters 5 years ago. Orton isn't alone in wanting to shake things up in municipal races this election cycle. As millennials make up more of the voting population, they're increasingly dipping a toe into politics. Tanisha Zandamilla is a 23-year-old senior at Brigham Young University. She's running against an incumbent for a seat on Provo City Council.
I was definitely of the mindset that if I ever decided to run, I had to be a certain age and I had to have a certain level of education to run in local politics. But I think especially now, it's a lot more accepted that millennials are going to run for office, and we represent a very important part of the population.
Zandamilla says because Provo has such a large student population, she feels her candidacy is finally making young people and other underrepresented groups more visible in politics. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.